This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Chilton by Test Line, 415. No. No more. It's a Bill Belichick free zone the rest of the day. We're not talking about Bill Belichick here, okay? I understand a lot of people out there don't like Bill Belichick. Anything Patriots, I don't like it. Stop it, stop. Okay, fine. I get it.
Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
Did we have Ayo for Yayo? Somebody on the did you see that on Chilton Auto Body Text Line? Nice. Nice intro song choice. That's for, yeah. Oh, I thought it was from Ayo and Yayo. No, it's not.
I'm kind of a big deal.
What's your favorite drop? Don't turn the mic on. Put it in the box. Tell me what your favorite drop is. Every producer, every board op, every host has their favorite drops. You guys all know what drops are, right? It's a little chunk of time, a little five-second shot of sports radio gold that every single host and producer and board op is on the lookout for, right?
Porn star, Jimmy!
That's your favorite? That is really good. Porn star, Jimmy! I do a good Stephen A, right?
Porn star Jimmy!
Porn star Jimmy! Yeah, that's thumbs up right there. I give that an 8 out of 10. Where were we? Who cares? It's Sunday. Why do I keep saying it's Sunday? This is weird, dude. I got off the air at 10 o'clock last night. And I woke up after getting... I get home at about... I had to do some grocery shopping. I recommend middle-of-the-night grocery shopping. If you have a 24-hour Safeway, hit it up. They won't hassle you. There's boxes all over because they're stocking and you know, got to work your way around it. But I highly, highly recommend late-night shopping. And then if you happen to do cart darts, if you follow me on Twitter, at Big Herb Sports, I'm going to eventually, there's going to be a league and there's going to be a world championships. It's just what it sounds like if you're unfamiliar. We got a lot of people on my Twitter following it that if I go 2 weeks without posting cart dart, they get all nervous. Did you stop doing that? Are you still here? All it is throwing a grocery cart, minimum 20 feet. You got to have at least 20 feet for it to even be worth the exercise. And just throw it where they have the corral for all the carts. And I have an uncanny knack for dead centering it every single time. Yes, that's me tooting my own horn. I think I just strained. Yeah, my rotator cuff is gone. Patting myself on the back. But people like it. I've gotten busted by I would guess she was about 80 years old. And it was such a slam dunk, no pun intended. But as you've heard, I kind of fancy myself a good cart dart player. So I create an added level of difficulty. I let it go. And those of you who play golf, you know what it feels like when you hit the putt and you know it's going in. That was me in cart darts. It was going in, no doubt. I even tried to pull the Klay Thompson, Steph Curry turn away before it goes in. But I snuck a peek. I didn't nail it. And this 80-year-old woman who happened to be walking by actually gave me the... like, what? She's booing me. I got heckled. With my own game, I'm playing cart darts, and I got 80-year-old women heckling me. Fantastic. 831 is appreciating all the drops, especially the KD drops.
His name is Kevin DeGrant.
Right. Well, who's this KD guy? I only know KDG, right? That's the gift that keeps giving. I thought you were going to say that was your favorite drop, because that probably is my favorite drop. Elaine is worth more than all of them combined. That's a Seinfeld reference, obviously. Think about that crew. It's like they were such good casting. Everybody was perfect for their role. Careful out on that limb. It's only the most successful comedy of all time. I'm breaking news left and right. 9-2. What's 9-5-6? Is that Jupiter? That's what Tittle always asks. He gives you a planet. 8-2, 9-2-5. Can you find Is it Gundy, Mike Gundy, the Oregon State coach? I'm 40. That's how I feel when I'm doing the Stephen A. Smith. It's the same voice, basically. It's somebody just going bananas. 925, there's ridiculous negative. There is a ridiculous negative to radio.com. How can it be negative? If you don't like it, you're free to go somewhere else and do whatever you want with your time. But I'm giving you the time, right? I don't. I'm really not that guy that if you send a tweet that we like or I like or you say we're good at that, I typically don't read those ones. I read the ones that call me just a master of jackassery. Those are the funny ones to me. And they're already coming in, I got to tell you. Only one KD in the Bay, and that's Chris Davis. Yeah, take that. But who's this KD guy? It's KDG.
His name is Kevin DeGrant.
Thank you. See, another one. All the drops are hilarious. Why are you asking? I just got done telling you I do cart darts. Can I talk to a human being, please? Somebody call us. In the annals of radio history, how many times do you think a host has just shut down the show in the middle of it? I've seen it twice, and I've never had a full-time job in radio, and it's the most baffling thing you will ever see. It's not like you have a backup you can call right then. Oh, we'll just bring them in. The first one was a woman who had been in sports for like 35, 40 years, hugely respected, then just ghost. How about my boy Richie Incognito? He's not getting enough love. The text line wants more Richie Incognito. I forgot about him. Every time you turn around, you realize there's another reason Hard Knocks is going to be awesome. 888-957-9570. That's the number you want to dial. Again, phone lines are looking lonely again. I don't like that. Usually, you guys are really good to me on weekends. But I'm normally not here this early. It just dawned on me on Saturdays because it's always been this week in the NBA. So I typically go on at 1 with the aforementioned Rick Tittle, who's my radio man crush. Instead, they're splitting us. I have the early 4. He's got the 4 after me. That's probably fascinating for you too, right? Sports Talk Radio scheduling at 95.7 The Game. We've only got one more. We have 2 more guests. I'm sorry. Ben Albright, reporter for KOA News Radio. That's in Denver. We're going to get in some AFC West with him. I'm still, obviously the phone lines aren't lit up. I asked specifically for one thing today. Tell me why you think your team is going to be so much better than everybody thinks. I heard somebody say the Niners are going to go 11-1 to start the year. I've got a 13-win Raiders team. And these aren't sports knuckleheads either. These are people whose opinion about sports and knowledge I respect.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Right? 11-1 to start for the Niners? How? If everything broke right for the Niners, everything, they still wouldn't get 13 wins. And they don't need to get 13 wins. Everybody needs to pump the brakes. Look what happened to the Raiders. Remember, they were going to be that rare team that skipped a step in the natural progression towards world champion. They went 12-4. And people would say, yeah, in those 4 games, well, at least 3 of them, we were right there. We should have won those too. Yeah, you should have gone 15-1. What'd you do the next year? After all offseason long, people were talking about the Raiders have arrived. It was their first winning season in forever, but they'd arrived. That's how desperate football fans and the NFL. You might think they don't like the Raiders, and they probably don't like them, but they know that it's a good thing when the Raiders are compelling. Because the Raiders as a franchise has a personality. There are some teams that it's just a team every year. The best programs, the best colleges, actually have a program. It's organized. It's what we do every year. That's why we keep getting better at it. That thought process does not prevail in professional sports, which is beyond me. It's crazy. Maybe Antonio went to the Ted Williams cryo clinic. I expected about 100 of those in the first hour. As soon as cryogenic came up, where is Ted Williams and his head? Careful you don't lose your head, Mr. Brown.
Hope your birthday is booming.
That's the text of the day so far, right? It's only a partial text, too. Careful you don't lose your head, Mr. Brown. Mike and San Pablo, thank you for contributing to the program. Rob Latter is going to join us at 11:30. He is fantastic as well. Have you ever heard a sports talk radio host like go down the rundown and say, yeah, he's not that good, but that's all we could get? We don't have to do that here because we're 95.7 The Game.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back and thank you for being with us. I am Michael Irvin. I'll be with you until 1 o'clock, at which point Rick Tittle takes over. And then tomorrow we're flipping. Actually, no, we're not. How did Tittle get that schedule? My God. Pays to have friends in high places. 888-957-9570. Talking about Antonio Brown. We lack so much creativity in sports in general, but in baseball and football especially, if they were like a living, breathing entity, they'd both be like 75 years old. It's just nothing dynamic there. Oh, somebody said Mark Davis also has the worst hairdo in the league. That's low-hanging fruit. Remember when we were at one point, this was years ago, you guys weren't here, we were told we couldn't say anything about Mark Davis's hair. First of all, why would I say anything about it? I want to get as far away from that thing as I can. That truly, that he's got to be kidding with that, right? I mean, we could do a whole segment on that. We could also do a whole segment on what your favorite drops are, because Joe Spadoni he's starting to build up a following between his musical rejoins. He'll chime in every once in a while. He has great command of all of the drops. He knows when to drop them for optimum effect. And we threw that out in the last segment. Unbelievable what happens sometimes. You got this whole show planned out, and this is what we're going to do. And then somehow you end up talking about the best afternoon cocktails. It has nothing to do with sports. So just get a random thing, and it will hit. And it hit. Sandlot is on. You got to be kidding. There's no way that cannot be on in the studio. I'll watch it the whole time. Damon had to do that with Indiana basketball at one point. Congratulations to Damon Bruce, by the way. If you are not a weekday listener, I'm sure you know who Damon Bruce is. He's a titan in the industry, and he welcomed his first child. This was early last week. Anyway, but people have asked me, hey, has Damon Bruce changed? I'm like, what do you mean changed? I make him work for it, right? I mean, I know exactly what they mean. So I make him work for it. And now they think they know Damon. They think they're aware of his epiphany. And they're convinced that the only reason he's still in the media is because his wife fixed him. And now he's presentable to the public. So the guy pulls off a great image restoration and can't even get credit for it. Come on. Get well, D. Bruce. Not get well. Nobody's sick. That's a good thing. He's on maternity. It's paternity leave, right? That's progressive, man. I don't think there was paternity leave when I was growing up. In fact, I'm pretty sure they didn't have it back then.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yes. That's for the Chilton Autobody text line right there. You ask, you receive, as long as it's Joe Spadoni on the ones and twos. Let's see. I just texted Equipto. That intro you came back with. Did you drop some Equipto on me two breaks ago? See, that's got to be a little bit... You freaked out by that in any way? I mean, it should be a point of pride for you that people have recognized this music. And hey, man, we all have to build identities. Get in where you fit in. Best drops on the air. See, that's the game we're going to play. What's your favorite drop? Do it on the Chilton Autobody text line. It's not a conversation we need to have. And we're going to do the best through the course of the next, what do we got? 2 hours and 40 minutes or so? Joe is going to be looking for your favorite drops. I love that somebody asked that, because for about 10 years now, I've kept a list, and I'm going to bring it in. I think I'm working. Yeah, I'm working tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to bring in my list, and it's got about 8 different colors of ink, and I actually have written down what my favorite drops are. There's drops that we used when Bonds was chasing down Hank Aaron that are still in a folder somewhere in a file on some sort of computer of mine. And the ones that I couldn't find, I've got people working on it. Believe it or not, that's actually a difficult thing to do, is do these drops. Joe, do you have to, you cut your own drops, right? These guys are magicians back there. If you hear a drop that you love, that love goes straight to the board op and the producer. It skips us entirely. We've got nothing to do with it. But somebody who's, Joe's one of them who has like an instinct about when to play the drop, and it's just a nice luxury to have. The most popular one, I believe, is "Can't Do It" around here. I mean, that Mike Singletary press conference was absolute gold.
Can't do it.
Boy, that worked out well for the Niners, didn't it, in the Mike Singletary era? Jeez. Get a hold of yourselves. That's why they gave up a 6-year deal. A 6-year deal, and already they're saying the Raiders better do something. Sorry, the Niners better do something this year. These guys might have their feet to the fire. Are you kidding me? This is year 3 of the 6. Are you forgetting why they give him 6-year deals? That was the one thing. He didn't say it with his words. He did it with his actions, which it means more. I find myself as a parent saying that all the time. Excuse me. We need an elevator, like a cheesy elevator song to play, because we don't have a cough button. I'm going to task you with that, though. Okay? Taking the challenge? The challenge he is taking is coming up with the best drops. The drop that I was just about to read to you that I like so much. Oh, my gosh. The text line is on fire now. See? This is one of those things. You never know what's going to stick. This is the audience saying, okay, enough serious stuff. Let's get back to sports being fun. I look at this as just fun and nothing but. The Antonio Brown story, it's August 10th. The story is just a story. These guys who cover professional sports are told by their editors, you have this much space to fill, and you have to fill it. So Antonio Brown is manna from heaven. Reporters covering a team that picks up a glow guy like that. Like Yasiel Puig. Puig is your friend, first and foremost. Puig is your friend. He is my friend, too. Gets in a brawl right after he gets traded. Oh, man. Can we just get those two dudes in singlets, Mad Bum and Puig, and get them in a ring, or, I don't know, put them in those sumo dolls. I need closure to that whole thing. You don't normally see, in this day and age, guys hate each other that much. Everything's got to be as PC as they possibly can, but you can tell those two dudes hate each other. So put them in a ring. Rob Manfred wants more young fans. He wants to be hipper. He wants to be cooler. Really? When's the last time you moved in that direction? Because last I checked, the NBA has leapfrogged you in terms of just being cool. Kevin DeGrant just got a vote.
His name is Kevin DeGrant.
5:10, Antonio Brown drama is HBO-driven to increase ratings. I love me a good conspiracy theory, and that's right now Tony would be dropping a conspiracy theory. This is my new favorite from the 5:10. Thank you, the Magic Johnson. I'm not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here.
See, I nailed it, right? Watch out, Caliendo. I'm coming for you. I thought that a brilliant move would have been, I hope you guys all know who Frank Caliendo is. He can impersonate anybody. It's absolutely hilarious. We had a contest a couple of weeks ago. It was a call-in contest. If you have a friend who is a celebrity of any sort, doesn't have to be an athlete, just the biggest name you can get, and you're personally connected with them, you get them to call the station on the air during the Dave and Bruce show, And then from there, they all decide, okay, there's $1,000 to give at the end of every individual day. So four winners, potential to win another $5,000 if you're the winner for the entire week.
Hello, this is Madonna.
No, I'm just kidding. That's Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco is like Steph Curry in a bizarro world, isn't he? It turns out he's telling the truth about the Balco, so he's the biggest truth teller in steroids. And I don't know, it's kind of like A-Rod, too. They've somehow gained popularity. They've turned being an absolutely polarizing, I can't stand that dude figure, to after they're done playing the sport, they become a huge star. I think that's pretty cool. Some people that have gone to school and are training to get that job, they don't think it's so cool. What's cool is Rich in Fremont cracking the seal for us in the 10 o'clock hour with our first call. By the way, you're obviously not on hold. You need to get there. 888-957-9570. Rich in Fremont, what do you think? Antonio Brown, are you psyched that he's doing what he's doing? Are you a Raider fan? How are you viewing this?
Hey, what's up, Irv? Thanks for having me on, man.
When are we going to the C-Dubs game?
What's that?
When are we going to the C-Dubs game? I decided I was going to trump you first, right? You always say that.
Yeah.
The first thing you say is always, C-Dubs.
Well, you know, this is the thing. We got to wait for the schedule to start, too.
Exactly.
But not only that, but I told you also, I want to go with you to the San Jose Giants game, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a lock, dude. I mean, I love minor league baseball. I can't say enough about it. I think every little kid should get to, not have to, get to like 10 games, 10 minor league games in a summer. That's how you build up a fan base. That's not why we're here. That's not why you're here, Rich. What do you got for us on Antonio Brown?
I just think that at the end of the day, you know, a lot of these sports athletes, and not just a lot, let's just say all of them, you know, they all play sports because really at the end of the day, they want people to see their abilities out there on the field or on the court or on the baseball diamond. You know, that's what it's about. It's an exploitation sport. So with that being said, you look at Antonio Brown and you look at other receivers that have come before him, probably not as, you know, diva as some of the others I can think of, but for the most part, they do want to be seen. They want to be, you know, known for, you know, certain abilities, but then also they want to be known for wackiness too. So with Antonio Brown coming in on a balloon like that, I mean, that's about as exploitive as you can get. You can't help but to look at, you know, somebody coming in on a balloon. So,
did you hear how he busted out last year?
No.
Helicopter. He arrived via helicopter. He decided he was going to top himself this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing too, Herbs, is that you have to consider that when you have an individual like an Antonio Brown, you have to expect that type of stuff. I mean, if the Raiders thought that Antonio Brown was going to be, you know, a, you know, soft-spoken competitor out on the field, they're kidding themselves. You know, you saw what he did in Pittsburgh. Obviously, he comes to the Raiders. He's going to do that there, too.
I mean, you have to, in any major decision, we were talking about this before the show, it just in life, in major decisions, you've got to look at it from every angle here. And I just, the different, now that we're seeing all this stuff come out, it makes you wonder, has it been going on since day one? Because wouldn't you agree, Rich, that he has been painted up until this past week as, you know, the model citizen? He's a young leader to the mentors, a young mentor to the leaders. He's running, you know, for some reason, this impresses people. Somebody breaks free, which would be a touchdown in a regular season game, but it's not. So peel off and get back to the huddle. Supposedly, players respect you more if you sprint all the way to the end zone. I don't get that. That seems kind of a waste of time. But Antonio Brown, he's done everything they've asked him to do, and it looked like everything was going so well. And then in a span of 3 days this week, everything positive about Antonio Brown just disappeared, and he can't get out of his own way now. Yeah, that's why I think there's some dishonesty going somewhere. And the problem with lies and being a liar is that you have to remember lies. You don't have to remember the truth. The truth just is. But when you tell lies and you tell another lie to cover up the lie. I mean, it gets very Watergate. You know what I'm talking about? But Antonio Brown, there was none of that until 3 days ago, and then the bottom fell out. It's crazy.
Well, I think he's a person who has, and by the way, I sent you a couple of tweets, too, on Twitter. You might want to take a look at them.
Okay, thanks.
But I think really what it's come down to is that he's been the model citizen for so long, and he kind of felt like, you know, Pittsburgh trying to pull the rug from underneath him, you know, by, you know, handling the way they handle him and really favoring, you know, Ben Roethlisberger so much more than him, that he's kind of at a point now where he feels like, you know what, I don't have to be the model citizen anymore. I put in my time in the NFL. You know, I broke records. I've solidified my position. So now I can do whatever it is that I want to do as long as I'm not breaking league rules.
I get that, but wouldn't you want to establish yourself as just at least a minor contributor with your new team before you decide to enact that new policy of yours? Because, like I said, he was everything that they hoped he would be, and he was more than what they hoped it would be. He was almost like he was clearing the bar with plenty of room in terms of being a positive addition to the locker room. But, again, in the past 3 days, we find out there's a whole bunch of stuff that just hasn't hit the press yet. So now it's, all right, the organization is lying, the player is lying, and it sucks to sit here and say those types of things, but I'm brought here to give my opinion, and it's just, it smells like a rat. It smells like a cover-up gone bad.
You know, I don't disagree with you. I think you're absolutely correct. When you compare him to somebody like, say, a Jerry Rice, you know, which you saw Rice's career, you saw what he was able to perform at his level. It's a level that receivers are reaching for, and you've seen the way he finished his career, you know, very professional, very, you know, astute, not, you know, so out, you know, spoken to the point where what's coming from him is, you know, I won't use the word demoralizing because that's a little harsh, but I will say that it's not something that you want to look and say, oh, yeah, I want to be like Antonio Brown now. He said that when he was in Pittsburgh. But once he's come here, you're right, he's only been in the Raiders for a short time. So, but it makes you think, well, man, this guy is not the guy we thought he was. And it's all because of the fact that of him believing now that he has the ability to do what he wants. And if what he wants to do doesn't coincide, it brings more attention to him. And I think that's what he's after. He's after the attention.
Yeah, which is shocking to me because he gets a lot of attention. We were talking about what the definition is of a diva. And a label like that, a receiver gets hit with a diva label, and I'm guessing they're not very happy about that label. It's negative, just like the label game manager is now a negative, which I don't understand because why would you call someone a game manager if they weren't great at managing the game? So I see it as a positive thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I see that as a positive thing. Some people see diva as a positive thing too, but the commonality of every answer, every wideout's getting called the past few days to talk about Antonio Brown and would they have done this back in your day and all that. It's just being a diva, everybody's asked what their definition is, and I was shocked at how many different definitions they are. First and foremost, for me, Rich, you just nailed it. He loves the attention. He can't get enough of it. And, yeah, is he a narcissist? Absolutely. Everything we know about him tells you he's a narcissist. But guess what? You get me 12 touchdowns and 1,600 yards? You can do whatever the hell you want to yourself. Go love yourself forever. I'm fine with it. Just get points.
Yeah, I think also, though, when you talk about the term diva, I think a lot of it has to do with what a person believes that is. Now, when I think of the word diva, I think of the word as a person that's high maintenance, okay?
Okay, that's fair, absolutely.
Some other people think that the word diva means that you want all the attention and you want all the fluff and flair that comes with who you are and what your persona means. But, I mean, if you call a woman a diva, that is a compliment.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay? Now, if you call a guy a diva, that's not a compliment.
Actually, you know what? I think Aretha started rubbing people the wrong way in the last 10 years or so. She was they called her a diva, and they didn't mean it as a compliment.
Yeah, but that was because, like you said, she was rubbing people the wrong way. So there is a positive and a negative diva, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I think that when you have guys being called a diva, it's always a negative because, really, guys are not supposed to be high maintenance, at least from my time, okay?
Right, and that's what makes Klay Thompson the perfect superstar. Steve Kerr says he's no maintenance.
That's right. And that's why we all love Klay,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because Klay's a guy's guy, you know what I mean? You can go out and have a beer with Klay and be cool with it. It's all good. But there's certain guys you can't just go out and have a beer with because they got to have, you know, not just beer. It's got to be, you know, some type of, you know, rich ale. And it's got to, you know, have some fruity taste to it or something. I don't know. but I think about guys like Klay Thompson. Okay, and I think about, you know, guys like, say, who can I think of? Russell Westbrook, for once. That's a guy that...
Christmas Day, we get Russ.
What's that?
Christmas Day, Russell Westbrook coming to you.
Yeah, he is. He is coming. And it's going to be interesting, too, because I'm trying to wait and see how they're going to match up. Because both of these guys want the ball, him and James Harden. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. How are you guys going to split this up 50-50 and make both of them happy?
But weren't we saying that last year? With, I mean, just plug in Chris Paul, right? And there's just the thing that cracks me up about the whole notion of Super Team Rich is you. Okay, let's get three All Stars and then we'll be just like the Warriors. No, that's not how it works. The Warriors, they had some good fortune of guys overachieving, and more important, they like each other and play well together. Just because you got superstars on your team didn't guarantee success. I'm tired of hearing people say, oh, you got to have a big three of this day and age. No, you don't. Look at Kawhi Leonard in the Raptors. That was a big one.
Yeah, that's true. But see, the other thing a lot of people don't understand about Golden State, and one of the reasons why they work so well together, is that Golden State, when they first began their claim to fame, they weren't famous. These were guys that just got drafted. Okay,
they were attractive underdog, and Steph Curry was the perfect front man for that because he's light skinned. He came up from, you know, in a privileged life. He kind of fits that type of stereotype, right? Stereotypes exist because they're rooted in truth. And I think that's why the dynamic between Draymond Green and Steph Curry is so interesting, because they come from two completely different worlds, yet they are world-class players on the same team. I know that was a digression, but I just had to get off my chest. Rich, I need one more strong point from you, and then we're going to have to bounce. What do you got?
I just think that when I look at Antonio Brown, and back to your point, I'm going to get off Antonio Brown. I'm going back about the Warriors, and the reason why I say this is this. When you have three individuals that get drafted like that, and they get drafted from a team that was really in from nowhere, and all of a sudden they gel together, and all of a sudden they put together a squad, and
everyone loves an underdog.
What's that?
Everyone loves an underdog, and that's what the Warriors were. The most exciting thing to me about Kevin DeGrant leaving is that I get my Warriors back. I liked that version. I now watch Warriors games to make sure they don't lose. That's no way to celebrate one of the best teams in history. I'm looking forward to going back to turning the TV on and not DVRing, because I know I'm going to sit there the whole time because I don't know if the Warriors are going to win. Whereas before that, it was they damn well better win, and that's gone now. I think that's a good thing. Hey, Rich, we got to bounce, man. I could talk with you for hours, and we'll do that when we get our caravan down to the Santa Cruz Warriors G League game. Do you mind if I bring some friends of mine from the station? Oh, he's gone. He won't mind. Did you just cut him off? Were you done with him? Wow, Spadoni's hardcore. And I just stopped myself from saying on a Sunday morning. Why does it feel so Sunday to me today? I don't know. It shouldn't at all, because I was here. Of course I don't know what day it is. I've been here for 8 consecutive days.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
Who is that guy? That needs to be on our board. Ballmer, that's right, the Clippers owner. We have got a ton of favorite drops. I mean, a ton. The text line was moving so fast I couldn't keep up with it. poor Joe in there, I've tasked him with writing them down as they come in, and he is. I've seen this look from my daughter too. She's like, "Yeah, Dad, yeah, absolutely, anything you can," and you know that she's not going to do it. But Joe's not like that. Joe will get her done. What is your favorite drop that we use here at 95.7 The Game? You want to talk Antonio Brown? Yeah, we can do that too. The anchor to the next hour and a half, maybe, except when we have guests, is going to be the NBA, because the NBA doesn't stop either. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on there. But first, let's deal with the crazy that's close at hand. That would be Antonio Brown and Hard Knocks and the Raiders, and hopefully you guys with your favorite drops on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, and thank you for being with us. 10:48 and 44 seconds, Coves. I'm going to be with you until 1 o'clock. I'm Michael Urban. Rick Tittle is coming in after I am to continue to keep the live and local. Rick Tittle is in hog heaven right now because he can talk all the Raiders he wants. This dude is passionate about his silver and black. And when you take an advanced intellect and sports fandom, you get Rick Tittle, because he will insult you up and down, and you'll have no idea that he was doing it until he's done. He's going to join us at, not join us, he's going to take over at 1 o'clock, and I believe he's going until 5. Big topic of the day, of course, is Antonio Brown. Where do you start? Well, you start with the deal that they gave him, which tells you, and again, I'm on this big meeting kick this weekend. When we talk about major decisions that are being made and questionable major decisions that are being made, my position is when that decision is made, there's a high-level meeting somewhere with all the execs, all the people that have all the power. And no matter what the decision is, and I use the analogy of the Super Bowl commercial, okay? Say there's a company, they paid a ton for a Super Bowl commercial. Everyone's a little bit nervous. Because it's a lot of money. It's a big part of their, I mean, basically blew half their net for the year, half their advertising net for the year. So they have this high-level meeting, and for them to move forward with their idea, everyone has to be on the same page. This is a lot of money. This is representing our company. Okay, everyone down with that? And they're like, yeah. They're high-fiving each other on the way out. The next meeting isn't so fun. Because they just agreed to airing the worst Super Bowl commercial ever. And I know, I mean, I'm taking it to an extreme, of course, and I don't have anything in mind. This is all hypothetical. But a room full of really smart, successful people just came up with that terrible, terrible idea. That's what I start thinking of whenever there's bad decisions being made. Good decisions are being made as we speak. I think we're going to do it before Good for Ball or Bad for Ball. Need to throw it out again. Favorite drops. One of the reasons I love working weekends is because you can bounce around a little bit. You know, if there's a story that's super hot and you're flying solo, pretty tough to squeeze 4 hours out of one topic. I'm not uncomfortable doing it, but there's a ton going on in the world, so we want the show to reflect that. Cheesy elevator music. Got to clear my throat. You can do better than that. My daughter so regret that I found the cricket emoji on my phone. And I also discovered in the same week, this is big doings in the urban household. Big doings. So not only with the cell phone. sorry. There you go. Little slow on the uptake there. And that was a total fake cough. I wanted to see if I was testing you right there. B minus, maybe? What do you think? Spadoni also has a great shrug. Shrugs are so expressive. I watch a baseball game. Watch the batters and the pitchers' shoulders. Just focus on that. You will be able to tell within three pitches who's in absolute command. It sounds weird, it sounds crazy, but do it. Watch where the shoulders are and watch where the hands are. Hands on hips, We would have to run a mile if our baseball coach caught us with our hands on our hips. Because what do you do when you're frustrated? What do you do when you're beaten? Yep, you fold your arms or you stand with your hands on your hips. Great photo from the end of the 2000, the year that Anderson Varejao played in it, Game 7. Oh, my God, I'm still not over it. I knew they were going to lose the game because that guy was going to play in it. You kidding me?
Can't do it.
Well done. Look at you. Spadoni is the gift that keeps on giving. What's your favorite drop? And where are you with Antonio Brown? Much ado about nothing? Well, first off, yeah, it is for the most part. But let's not anybody lose sight of the fact that this is about his feet. We know, one of the very few things we know about this whole controversy, we know his feet are jacked. And we know what they gave up to get him. We know how much they were counting on him. And we know that from the time he first stepped foot in Alameda at their training center, he's done everything they asked him to do. Now, is that true? I don't know. I'm just telling you what we've all been told and what little the beat writers, the media have seen. That's what you're told. Even Gruden, he says, look, this guy's done everything. He has shown us in, I think it was a month and a half, he said in 6 weeks, so this is obviously 6 weeks after they get him, he's shown us in 6 weeks what he's all about as a man. Gruden likes to make sweeping statements like that. So does Harbaugh. Harbaugh and Gruden, they both have a great book of coach cliches that they throw out. Harbaugh's is probably a little bit more expansive, which could be a dangerous thing. Diva, a self-important person who is temperamental and difficult to please. That's a diva. Is Antonio Brown striking you as a diva right now? Is this episode diva-ish? Again, let's marinate in the actual definition of it. Because I've gotten three of them and they're all different. Where are you going for this? I need a Nick Bosa drop. I've never heard it before, and somebody has it as their favorite one. I didn't know he had a Nick Bosa drop. 5'10", have you ever been around somebody who's just a little bit off? After a while, you realize that there's nothing you can do about it, so you just let them be. Let them do their thing. That's Antonio Brown. That's from the Chilton Auto Body text line. I've absolutely been around somebody who's just a little bit off. I know exactly what you're talking about. And normally, it's the super, super smart people that are a little bit weird. That is one absolute in my career is that's really struck me as odd. The players who have everybody watching everything they do, you've heard me say it, it's a glow guy. Yoenis Cespedes, classic, classic glow guy. Can we please get Sandlot off the TV in here? It was on two of them, and now it's just on one of them. Sorry, we're pulling back the curtain here. I'm easily distracted by moving things. Where was I? Anderson Varejao. No, that's not where I was. That's where I never want to be. We have a collection of bobbleheads that are in an island. Like, picture an outdoor barbecue gig where there's kind of an island in the middle of it that you chopping block or whatever it is. That's the way our studio is set up. And somebody has decided to put an homage to Warriors bobblehead dolls. Everybody who's gotten a bobblehead doll for the Warriors has been on this table at some point or another. By the way, bobbleheads, they've jumped the shark officially, right? It used to be you've arrived when you got a bobblehead. Travis Buck had a bobblehead with the A's. Come on. Adam Piatt had a bobblehead. Benito Santiago had a bottlehead. Maybe he did. Thank you very much, sir. Just get the Sandlot off my TV. That's good producing right there, by the way. That's good on-the-job training. Feet don't fail me now. I thought we were going to hear that a little bit sooner. But thank you, 415. Can you do a drop of Dennis Green? If you want to crown him, crown him. That was Denny Green. What was the other one? They are who we thought they were.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
The texter says it was during a post-game interview in Fairfield? Oh, it's from M in Fairfield. Got it. All right. I was reading that wrong. M is his name, right? Gotcha. 888-957-9570. Antonio Brown, is this not even worthy of the attention it's getting? Or is it a serious red flag for you? Because just like Antonio Brown, it's polarizing. You're either going to be down with one extreme or the other. There's not a whole lot in the middle here. And so Raider fans, I mean, hate to say you got to pick sides when they're all on the same team. But I'm just curious, just the average Raider fan, let's say you go to a minimum 3 games a year and have for a long time. You know your football. You know you've been around. Cheesy elevator music, please. I'm really struggling with my throat today. I'm playing hurt. Oh, it hurts. I have to go talk about sports and get paid on a Saturday. I feel really bad for you, Herb.
I'm a man.
The Kawhi laugh. Can you do that? Do you think if we did a rap, once we come up with a list, if I did a rapid fire at you, you think you could? What do you think is the longest it would take? I'm saying 20 seconds, right? Which is an eternity in radio, so maybe we should hold off on that part of it. Might not be the most compelling stuff. But we are putting the list together. But Antonio Brown is, it all boils down to this. Who cares? How are his feet? That's it. That's all that matters in this. And that's how it should have stayed. But Antonio Brown or somebody advising him decided that they had to, I don't know, throw distractions out. And let's not get him focused on the foot thing, because I don't want them thinking about me being a letdown, because I was supposed to be the savior. And he was. When he got here, there was nothing that impressed me about the first year and however many days it was before they traded for Antonio Brown. Everything before that was just more of the same for me. It was just the Raiders not being able to get out of their way. It's to the point now where even if they nail it, you're going to start thinking, what's wrong here? And that's where I am with Antonio Brown. Did they make a mistake? Did they make that big of a mistake? 5'10", says bobbleheads, are terrific for lining up on shelves and windowsills. Thank you for the decorating tip, Martha. I'm sorry, that's Mike in San Pablo, not Martha Stewart. She's smoking weed. Maybe the most unlikely successful business combo in U.S. history, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Some of that real sticky, icky, icky.
Ooh-wee! Kawhi's laughing, gurus, I'm Batman. Do we have I'm Batman?
I'm Batman.
Oh, please give me that like 5 times.
I need a mimosa. I'm Batman.
During Inside the Bigs, it's a show I used to do here that was just baseball-centric on the weekends. And Guru, I did it by myself for about 3 years, I think. And then they asked, would you like to try a co-host out? Like, yeah. I mean, I almost hurt myself there. Guru. Everybody loves Guru. Everybody loves working with Guru. Talk about a list. He might have the most drops at the station, don't you think? He's got, well, they don't count as drops, but I know that he's never going to live down Blue Chew. That's going to be on his tombstone.
Oh. And Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
Wow. What's that from? I've never heard that one either. It's got to be, is it Tim Roy just making, okay, I understand. I think I understand. We were talking about an athlete yesterday. It's killing me that I can't come up with a name, but it started with a conversation about Pete Rose, who every year during Hall of Fame week, he shows up at Cooperstown and has an autograph session like at a bookstore there. Think about that. Pete Rose, every year, you know he's going to be there. Don't tell Pete Rose he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's in Cooperstown signing for $25 on flat glossies. The Kawhi laugh sounded like Bonte. No. Give me the Kawhi laugh again. No. Mike, you should have quit while you're ahead. I'm gonna have to ban you from the drop contest now. No offense, Mike, but only two entries per game. Unless you can get Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart to call in, I'll give them each one too. Lorenzo Neal laugh. I didn't know we had. This is what's so great about coming in and knowing that your audience is at least as familiar with the goings-on and the trends at your station than you are, because I'm typically only here a couple of days a week. But then I come here, and the audience helps me get caught up. I'll get a text. I won't know what it means. I'll ask the producer or the board op. They're like, oh, yeah, and then they'll play it right away. It's really quite lovely. You don't have to do a whole lot of homework. Oh, my God. Who is that? Was that Ratto? Oh, that was Lo Neal. Wow. Because somebody's asking for a Ratto. Let's see. That was Ratto, right? That is a rare moment of jocularity from Ray Ratto, who has just turned being miserable into an institution. The name of his column at CSN was actually The Miserablest. It's one of the greatest names I've heard for something. The Guru Drop, I'm excited. That's probably the most... That's the go-to for pretty much any game listener. If you ask them, that would be in their top five. I'm excited. Lorenzo Neal laughed. Lorenzo Neal laughed. The Ratto laugh is gold, even though it's pretty new. It's from Al in San Francisco. Guru, I'm excited. The airball drop for Guru's comedy. Play all of Guru's drops, please. Anna, yeehaw. I think I have heard that one. Again, best guru drop. I'm excited.
We are seeing something that's right beneath Jesus.
I love that, man. I just want to hold him. I love the videos that he does with Anna. I don't know if they're on a regular basis before the show, but I was poking around radio.com, which, by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, it's a radio.com sports station. I was on radio.com, and I saw the video of, this is going to sound weird, but it's like, hey, my buddies are on TV. I still get like that. I'm friends with Greg Papa. When I was a kid, I never thought I'd ever be in the same room with Greg Papa. And now he's kind of one of my peers. So when I clicked on this and I see Goober and Anna, I'm like, waving at him. My daughter got really mad at me one time when she was like five. She's 16 now. And a friend of mine was actually watching a Giants pre-post or something that I was working on. And my daughter waved at me, and she was devastated that I didn't wave back.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.